Steve, talk to me about the grand opening of a new exhibition celebrating the centennial of the Delaware State Fair. What's this collaboration all about?
Well, this is a wonderful exhibit that we opened last week, and it will run through the end of September. And it's the Delaware State Fair, 100 Years of Family Fun. And in this exhibit, we have historical photos and documents and artifacts that tell the story of those 100 years. Working in collaboration with the leadership of the Delaware State Fair, who have lent us some of their artifacts and materials, and we have them on display for people to come in and see and enjoy.
And when can they do this? During what days and hours?
During the regular business hours, Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays, we're open as well. And it's in our lobby. And what they'll be greeted with is a 100-year-old riding horse from the carousel. And it's absolutely beautiful. You will visualize that and see that when you come in. You can't ride it because it's 100 years old, but it is an antique and it is beautiful.
Why is this collaboration so important?
Well, it's good as a collaboration, as you say, because it shows something that is unique to Delaware, and that is the State Fair. And to be able to showcase that and the 100 years of history at the Delaware Public Archives, which contains the historical records of the state of Delaware, it was a wonderful collaboration. And when you come here, you're going to note this whole exhibit with a Delaware State Fair environment, I'll say, because we have the artifacts and the materials displayed just like you would be walking down the center of the state fair itself and seeing all the vendors on the left and the right. That's the way we've projected this fair so that it looks welcoming and that people can really just enjoy themselves and walk around and look at the materials just like they would be walking around the state fair.
I've got to get over there and see that. I'm sure it's pretty fantastic. I'm sure you'll get a lot of people through there.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to having individuals come here. We also have ready for them, as the archives, a series description of the plethora of materials that we have that do document the history of the State Fair. We have photographs and we have pamphlets. We have brochures of the events. In fact, what we gave out on the first day of the opening was the program guide from 1920. And what a guide that was. It showed all of the awards that were being presented, as well as the businesses from Harrington that supported the fair at that time.
Oh, wow. I would love to have one of those. Is this the first time that you guys have partnered, have collaborated with the state fair on something like this?
Yes, it is. And that's why we thought it was so thrilling. You know, I had been introduced to the state fair from former Senator Gary Simpson. He called me about 2 years ago and said, "Steve, we're getting ready to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Delaware State Fair, and I want you to be on that committee as we begin preparations." And I've said I was honored, Senator, but I did have to admit to the good Senator that I had never been to the state fair.
And wait a minute, you have never been to the state fair?
Well, up until that time, after I mentioned it to Senator Simpson, and there was a long pause, he did say, "Well, that's going to change." And with that said, I am so happy to report that this year was my first year to visit the state fair after living here for almost 15 years. And they had to try to pull me away. I was just mesmerized. In fact, I fell so much in love with one of the goats that I wanted to drag it out of the fair and bring it home. But of course, my homeowners association would have evicted me from the neighborhood. But nonetheless, well, because there was a bonding there, because when I was a kid, I actually used to ride a goat. We lived in New Jersey and we lived next to a farm, and I used to ride a goat. And when I saw this goat, it was big and had these big horns. It was everything that I really related back to. So I'll tell anyone that'll listen to me, that you need to come see this beautiful exhibit that focuses on the 100 years of history of the Delaware State Fair, and you'll see a memory, I'm sure. You'll share a memory, and you're going to be certain to visit the State Fair to make a new memory based on the things that you'll see here at the Delaware Public Archives.
All right. I'm going to make it a point to come over there, and I really do want a program from, you said 1920?
From 1920. You know what's going to be so neat? When you look into the program, you're going to see some of the business sponsors from Harrington, and the names, one of the businesses is the Dewdrop Inn. So you get the flavor of what the businesses were like in the 1920s. And they also have a full-page discourse on dentistry. So you have to just read that.
Okay.
it'll send you to a dentist real quick. Okay?
I don't like dentists nowadays. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have liked a dentist in 1920.
So, but it's just great. And when you go through that booklet and you begin to see all of the awards that were given for all of these types of activities, from not only baking goods, but also for sewing and for horse racing and for stock car racing. But one of the important things that you're going to see when you come into the lobby is what we've found. We found in our vaults from 1947 a 16-millimeter film of the Delaware State Fair. At that time, it was called the Kent and Sussex Fair. But that film, which is, 70 years old, has been digitized now, and it is available to watch. It runs for about 12 minutes. People were spellbound in watching what was going on at the State Fair in 1947. So you got to take a look at that, spend 12 minutes, and you'll walk away with a beautiful memory all about the Delaware State Fair.
Well, I'm glad we had this conversation. You're just a wealth of information, and this exhibit sounds phenomenal. I will definitely get over to Archives. I haven't been to Archives in many, many years since I stopped working for Governor Minner.
You'll love this exhibit plus the other exhibits that we already have here with the Great War and the First State and the American Illustration Collection. I'll tell you, if you haven't been here in a few years, when you walk in this building, you're going to think that this is a brand new building in state government, that you just can't imagine what we have done. And we do these exhibits so we can present to the public what is important to them as far as history, but it also markets the various materials that we have in the archives that you can come and do research on.